And we do have a written question submitted by Councillor Lilly. Now, I'm led to believe he may actually be in the room, so to speak. I don't know if we can confirm that. If he is, he's very quiet. I can't hear him. I will read his question, and then I'll ask Councillor Hutchinson to send him a reply to this, which I know he's prepared. The written question was that in the light of the recent government rise in the interest on local authority borrowing by 1% and the change in the economic outlook caused by COVID-19, is the Isle of Wight Council going to change its policy of investing £100 million in commercial property as its current corporate plan? Secondly, on that question, in addition, how much of the £100 million has been invested, and is the Isle of Wight Council putting an embargo on using the remainder in the current climate? What is the current position of any of the investments made out of the £100 million? So that's the question. There's a comprehensive answer, as you can imagine, to go with that. It's not something you can simply ask and then give a brief answer to. So, Councillor Hutchinson, are you happy to send Mr. Lilly a comprehensive response on that?
Yeah, in fact, I believe a comprehensive written response has already gone through. If you wish me to, Leader, I can give you the gist of that response quite quickly, because it is a matter of public interest.
Yes, I think we should, in light of that, your comment. That's a fair point.
Councillor Lilly is quite right. We had a headroom of up to £100 million. We have spent about 35, and we are getting a return net of all of our costs, of our interest, of the management fees, all of those sorts of things, of about £700,000 a year. But what I can confirm is that our income has not suffered as a result of the COVID-19 emergency, as we avoided retail and hospitality assets, and we've concentrated on low-risk commercial distribution and transport properties. Councillor Lilly asks if we are proposing to change our policy. Well, no, because it's quite successful. But in fact, government have been worried about the huge amounts of money that some councils have been borrowing, many times their annual turnover. We have been nowhere near that, neither would we want to be. But they have suggested that there's probably not going to be any further sanction for this sort of borrowing. But I will say that the return we've had so far has been a welcome addition to our revenue budget, and we would otherwise have had to trim another £700,000 a year from services. Had we been able to continue investment, we would have expected it to add possibly another £1.5 million net to our revenue income. I think the final point to mention is that we have used the money to buy capital assets, which have a value in themselves, and that value over time will increase, as most capital assets do, and that net increase will help to support our capital funding in future years. So that's the gist of the response that's gone to Councillor Lilly. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart. That's, as usual, very comprehensive and clear, and I'm sure if he's listening, Councillor Lilly will have picked that up. Members, I think I've reached the end of the agenda. So unless there's any other business that anybody's aware of that I'm not, then I'm going to call the meeting to a close and catch up with you at our next internal meeting. Thank you, everybody, and thank you to members of the public.
Thanks.
Thank you, Leader.